When my son was 16 years old, Jesse, he bought his own car. It was a four-wheel drive. He'd been saving his money since he was 8 years old to buy this. When he turned 16, I took him down to the Ford dealership and he bought his own car and drove it off the lot in his own name. And what he did the first thing is he went to the lumber yard and he bought plywood, big pieces of plywood, and he painted them white and he put big pro-life signs on them. And he put them on top of his car. He built a rack. And him and his five buddies drove through Ann Arbor, Michigan. And if you don't know Ann Arbor, Michigan, it's one of the most liberal, anti-Christian cities. It's a university town. If you have a pro-life sticker on your car, you better not park anywhere because someone will come along with their key, scratch your car to get even with you for having a pro-life sticker on your car. This is how bad Ann Arbor is. Now, my son, he went through town. He built these big signs on top of his car, him and his five buddies in the car, and they drove all through Ann Arbor with these big pro-life signs on their car. Well, do you know the reaction they got from all the people in Ann Arbor? He said, "Dad, everywhere we went, they were giving us a finger. They're cursing at us. Go to hell," and all this. And my son said, "Dad, that was so fun. We had the best day of our whole life because we were yelling out the window, 'God loves you too. Get right with God. Don't kill babies.'" He said, "We had so much fun. They were just flush." And then they had a card game and smoked cigars in the garage. But my son was a rebel even from the very beginning. And he still is a rebel. So this is, I always raise my kids this way. One of the things, when my daughter was 7 years old, her name was Cindy, we were coming home around midnight one night. It was late and we lived out in the country. And there's a drive, not a driveway, it's actually a two-track tractor road that went across the street from our house out into a cornfield. And we came home that night and there was a car, a station wagon, parked back in that field. And I said, I knew exactly what was going on in that car at 12 o'clock on Friday night. I knew what was going on in that car. My daughter didn't. She's only 7 years old, but she's going to learn real quick. I pulled up behind that car and I turned on my bright lights. And sure enough, there was two bare butts in the back window. I laid on the horn, beep, with the bright lights on, and we watched them get dressed in the back of the car. When I saw them all dressed and he's back in the driver's seat, not the driver's seat he thought he was in, when he's in the driver's seat, I backed up and I let him go and he took off tearing down the road. My daughter says, "Dad, what were they doing?" I says, "We'll talk in the morning at breakfast because it's already late." In the morning she came down and she said, didn't say anything, actually very quiet. I said, "Well, Cindy, what do you think was going on last night in that car?" She said, "I think I know, Dad." I said, "What?" She says, "Dad, we have chickens and ducks and rabbits, and I see what they do. I think they were doing that." And I said to her, "You're absolutely right. Do you think, though, Cindy, do you think that that girl feels like a princess this morning? She went out with that boy because she wanted to feel special. She wanted someone to love her. Maybe she doesn't get along with her father. Maybe she's looking for someone to love her. And this boy said, 'Oh, I love, love, love you. And if you love me, you'll let me do this.' And she fell for it. Do you think she feels like a princess this morning?" And my daughter says, "No."